Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 A Game. Bring out those sides this Thanksgiving, just a couple of days away. I can't wait to share some food and fellowship with my family as well. Hope everybody's planning on doing the same. This is the Morning Shift. Mike, Allie, Bo, Dylan hanging out with you. Dylan just got done with his Top 5 Tuesday.
Yeah, and I don't know if you've gotten to meet Mama Matthews, but Allie and I have. She is just amazingly sweet human being. She brought me, that was when I had the Yellow Jacket stings, and she brought me the that Dylan kept saying he was going to bring me.
All-Star weekend, yeah.
Can't believe you make your mom do twice all the things she has to cook on Thanksgiving, and you're like, "Yeah, I gotta have those twice baked potatoes."
Listen,
he doesn't talk with that much bass in his voice to his mother. I can guarantee you,
definitely not.
But I think when family tells you something you've made is great and 100%. You want it every year, like 100%. My nephew told me he loved I made a pineapple soda vanilla cake last year,
100%,
and he was like, "Can we have this every year?" And I'm like, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. We will have this every year.
I know we're going to get to some tweets, some calls, some headlines. I got a couple of interrogation points for you.
Okay? Before you get to interrogation points, I would just like to clarify because Mama Matthews has texted me.
Okay.
She did say, and I do need to make this clarification. So twice baked potatoes is a casserole, technically. Well, not technically. It is a casserole.
Okay.
And then I said bacon bits. I meant to say crumbled up pieces of bacon, not bacon bits, because she uses real bacon.
Oh.
So not bacon bits. But
you tried to put her out with the shaker?
Yeah. I didn't mean it that way. Like, I knew she used real bacon. It's just bacon bits came out. But she just crumbles up pieces of bacon and uses real bacon.
I put a lot of effort into this. You're not going to sit here and talk about me using bacon bits like that.
Dylan, you didn't tell me. No, I've Googled the – I thought it was just like individual potatoes.
No, yeah.
After he said casserole, I was like, okay.
Now that I'm looking at the casserole,
now we're working with something.
You think your mom can make me one?
She might. Yeah,
it looks really good.
Here's where I'm coming up a little bit.
Okay,
a little bit. Okay, first of all, no deviled eggs on the list. We covered this.
Absolutely
that
not.
Was on Allie's biggest leftovers. Wow. I've never been to a Thanksgiving where there's leftover deviled eggs. Okay, that's just got to be included.
No, it doesn't. I completely agree with Allie when they were on the not top five list.
Okay, first of all, that's an issue. Second of all, there's no corn on anything. There's no corn casserole, no corn on the cob.
I'm glad you brought up corn casserole because my mom said corn casserole would be her number one. She makes a really good corn casserole too.
It's always good.
Yeah, it is.
I would. You know what? I'll put it in honorable mention.
Right,
I didn't have any honorable mention, so it'll be honorable mention.
Now for my number one issue, bro. How are we gonna go without any sweet potatoes at all? Casserole. Like, I mean,
souffle.
What are we doing here? Yeah,
no,
man.
I'm
swing and a miss.
I'm good with you, Dylan. It's not. We don't need sweet potatoes on.
Bro, y'all put mac and cheese on here. No sweet potato casserole. What are we doing?
I like it, but it's not. It's not my top five.
Mac and cheese makes me feel like we're going to Applebee's,
How many Thanksgiving events?
Doesn't really matter.
How many Thanksgiving events have you been to without mac and cheese or without sweet potato? Because I've been without sweet potato, but never without mac and cheese.
Thank you, Bo.
However, there are always mac and cheese leftovers. Always.
Well, because people make a lot of it.
That's
people
right.
People are going for the other things, like stuffing.
Not me.
Which means that it can't be included on a top five list of sides. I'm sorry, man. I'm not saying I don't like mac and cheese, but don't come at me and say it's always leftovers and then say it needs to be number three on his top five list.
You're wrong.
It can be and it has been.
Yeah.
Right. What's done is done.
Also, if shameless plug for our friends at Publix, but if you want deviled eggs for your Thanksgiving, you can go literally, you can order the deviled eggs for them and they will make them.
Nice.
Allie, just so we can open the phone lines, can you read the headlines for us and just keep everybody up to date?
Yes, here are the headlines before you clock in this morning. The 49ers beat the Panthers last night 20-9 on Monday Night Football. Bengals head coach Zach Taylor says he anticipates Joe Burrow playing Thursday night against the Ravens. The New York Giants have fired defensive coordinator Shane Bowen. And the Hawks are back in action tonight in D.C. to take on the Wizards. Pregame is at 6:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 7.
Yeah, I completely just messed that up. I was like, yeah, man, and another thing. I'm agreeing with everybody on the socials that saying that cornbread is not a side. I think I got to go there.
I said that.
I know, and I disagree with you in the moment, but now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, yeah, it might be its own category.
There is a little debate going on. Blake Hudgens said bread is not a side. It's its own category. And then Christopher Belcher said you can't have cornbread and stuffing / dressing on the same list. Stuffing, yeah. Crumbled cornbread.
Yeah. I don't know.
What's done is done.
How about when I said it, I got dismissed?
I know. I am retracing my steps now and thinking back through this, and it has its own plate. It has its own plate, and I think that's there's a bread plate. There's a thing called a bread plate when you set a table, a bread plate. It's not a side. Bread has its own plate.
It's bread.
Has its own basket.
I mean, would salad be a side? Because it has its own.
Right. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
But people call salad side salads. It has side in the name.
Oh, that's a really good point.
Yeah, but you're getting way too technical now because that's at a.
And I feel like we're getting too technical about the cornbread.
No, man. We're not because it's bread.
Man, that was a really good point about the side salad.
Thank you.
Anyways, let's go out to the phone lines 404-726-0929 if you want to weigh in on any of the goings on today for the Atlanta Falcons, good, bad, the ugly, the top five list, whatever else is going on, whether or not you like Georgia Tech playing on a Friday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's welcome Mike's Mafia, agent number 76. He's from up there in Dawsonville. What's going on, buddy?
Good morning.
Hey, man.
Hey, I got two things. One's kind of a pie in the sky, but I have to say it. I know it ain't going to happen. But I would so love to see the Cordarrelle Patterson from Arthur Smith's first year with the Falcons lined up out there opposite Drake playing wide receiver, because he ran him out there a few times, and he looked really good, made some contested catches. I thought it was awesome.
Interesting. Okay. All right. What else you got?
And I wanted to ask you know, you talked about the discrepancy between the two blocking schemes, whether they're running or passing, and that they seem to not be congruent with each other. And I was wondering, with Cousins out there, did you see that change?
Oh, 100%. 100%. And I appreciate the phone call. Thanks so much. No, I mentioned this earlier. We actually ran the ball a little bit inside zone out of shotgun, which was nice to see. You threw the ball from under center, which was nice to see. We actually did run a bootleg with Kirk Cousins as well out of 13 personnel. It's matching up with the 13 being able to throw. It's throwing from under center. It's running the ball from shotgun and not trying to do all this crazy pistol stuff. The matchup with the footwork of the quarterback and the handoff on wide zone as opposed to play action from pistol was awful. Awful. It didn't even look similar. The personnel sometimes was not even similar. So, yeah, absolutely saw that kind of come together in the game this past weekend. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Andrea. She's on 985. Andrea, what's going on? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, crew.
Wait. What's going
on,
Andrea?
Real quick, I told Dylan I would keep it positive. Your list is a little better than your movie list.
Wow.
And I will say this. Every Sunday, I need you to find you an older, seasoned woman. Nothing sexual, but every Sunday, you go over there and you eat you some real mac and cheese,
okay,
some sweet potato yams, and some potato salad.
Okay.
That is the list.
Okay. All right.
And regarding Georgia and Georgia Tech, I would love to go to the stadium to eat my $2 hot dog and watch a black and red team actually win in the stadium.
Oh, snap.
I know. Andrew. Shots fired. But Andrew. I love my Falcons. I love my Falcons.
That is a good point.
Go Dogs. Yeah. Y'all have a fabulous, fabulous Thanksgiving. Be blessed.
You do the same. Thanks so much for calling in. Man, first of all, she kind of came at you about the movie list.
She did.
Second of all, tell me about the yams thing, sweet potato Yams?
Yeah, like candied yams.
Yeah.
I have those, too. Those are really good. Simone's mom actually makes really, really good candied yams. Currently so we're going to go there for Thanksgiving this year, and so I'm excited for those.
You know what Dylan's really passionate about is food, apparently. Like, the way he talks about you just talked about those candied yams, I don't know if I've ever heard you talk about
that. Yeah, I mean, those things are spectacular.
Well, and I think everyone has one side that when people are going to get their little to-go Tupperware and they're putting things in, you see someone pick up like a slice of a little bit of the candy DMs, you're like, no, that's mine.
I don't know that I've ever
That's mine. Don't take
man.
It.
I don't know that I've ever indulged in
I've had,
candy yams.
Yeah, I've had candy yams.
This picture doesn't make them look
they're
good.
Okay.
It looks like some kind of General Tso's chicken on this picture I'm looking at.
I'm not a big candied yams guy.
Yeah, I don't know. Tell me what I
wasn't
at.
Until I tried Simone's mom's candy yams. Well, she makes really good candy yams, but
what makes
other
them
was,
different? What makes them set up? What makes them better? Like what appeases you with how she makes them?
I like the texture of them. Glaze. I think the texture is a big thing for me when it comes to food in general. And her texture, she adds a little bit of a crunch in there. I forget exactly what she puts on there, but she has a little crunch in there, if I remember correctly. So I think that's what does it for me.
The
I like a little bit of crunch. Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah.
I got one more question for y'all before we put this to bed. Where are y'all at on the cranberry sauce?
I don't need it.
I'm good on it.
It's good the day of, but after that.
It,
I don't want it, period.
I don't know why we need that. I don't. Just
a little sweetness.
The only people that ever talk about that makes sense to me is the people that use it as a little bit of a food lube with your turkey. You know what I mean? It's kind of sticking it with the turkey inside a roll, and then you kind of roll from there. I don't know.
A good turkey don't need lube.
Yeah, but you don't always you don't like. But are you, I don't know how y'all do it at your house, but I'm not always in charge of the turkey, and I don't know if the turkey's always really good.
Well,
might turn out like our Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas vacation.
Yeah, exactly.
Does
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle?
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you ever go anywhere these days, like for these big meals where they don't have ham also? Like I feel like every time I go to a Thanksgiving deal, there's turkey and ham.
You have to serve both.
Talk to Allie. They're ordering one themselves.
Yeah, we have two different turkeys coming and then a ham.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Straight to the store for that.
Are you guys cool with not doing turkey on Christmas and doing like steaks and stuff?
Yeah, we've done alternative meals on Christmas before. You know, we've done lasagna before.
Maybe that's what I'll do. Maybe I won't do two different meats, but I'll do like a pork butt and like a couple of tomahawks.
Yeah, we've done the Italian Christmas before.
By the way,
ding.
My mom did say she will make the twice baked potato casserole for the crew. So I don't know when, but at some point she'll make it.
I don't know. Now she's on the clock though.
Your mom is
that
a saint.
Is officially happening.
Also, Dylan, Venmo her for that because that's. And I'll hit you.
Make sure she owes us.
Make sure to join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. It's your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game. It's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. It's the Falcons Flyover immediately following every Falcons game this season on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, Raheem answered all the questions we had about that Falcons-Saints matchup. We'll let you hear that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.